Okay, we're back, and yes, we can live forever from one incarnation to the next. All you got to do is do the right thing. Just do the right thing and trust with what I'm saying is the truth. And I will help you to be forever young. I will try my best, but you just need to trust, just like Nancy trusts. By the way, yes, it's Clarity Radio. You know this, and it's for the May 6th broadcast, and we're broadcasting this on May 1st. Okay, is that good, Father? Yes. Okay, good. We got that to the side. Now, you were saying about your Kleenex. What were you saying on the break?
I was just saying how the last time I was here, if I hadn't done the work with you prior, I wouldn't have made it to that broadcast, but
yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
But I still knew I was like an onion. I still had some layers that
yeah.
had to come off.
Yeah.
And even with that last broadcast, I was crying a lot.
That's right.
I was good and I had come a long way.
There was four more issues at least that we dealt with.
Yeah.
And we had to.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, how are you?
Good. I'm looking at the Kleenex box going, yeah, I don't need that.
Yeah.
I really don't.
And that's an important point because that is the main reason why I had you come back. Because this is what people think. They think that they can just come here and give me a donation or whatever and leave and be healed. It doesn't work that way. You got to be dedicated to cleaning out your soul, your spirit. You've got to be able to get rid of these, I'll call them walking clones. And these walking clones, I don't want to give too much information, but there's some that's called a humanoid microprogram, which you are. And then there's some that is called a clone microprogram. And these individuals that are clones, they actually come into this incarnation with no soul. And they end up stealing someone's soul.
Yeah.
But they also end up stealing someone else's soul. So there's two souls. And these two souls, they basically go on other people to cause other people to have accidents, to die, commit suicide, whatever.
Yeah.
And they also have help from the dark side, dark angels, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And yes, other dark souls. And so you were attacked.
Yeah.
And we had to destroy all of them because mm-hmm. they would end up coming back.
Yeah.
And I didn't destroy them. I went to the spiritual council and I said to the council, are you going to look after this? And they did. I didn't do it myself. But they looked after it, and you knew it was true because what was happening is that they would come off you, and then they were able to manufacture clones, for additional clones.
Yeah.
And I went to the father. I said, you know, come on, please, Father, you gotta help here. This person is going to commit suicide.
I could feel it when they were on.
And then we got the clones, and they were destroyed. Then we had the father make it possible they could not come back and manufacture more clones. And this is the world that I live in every day. It's a brutal, brutal world.
Yeah.
And the miracle that happened yesterday, and I'm not going to say her name, but I don't want you to worry about your breast cancer. You got it? You know who I'm talking about. Don't even think about your breast cancer. Do not worry about it. The spiritual council made a commitment to you, and that will be looked after. So let's talk about sexual intercourse. The reason why I need to talk about that is through my discernments. And this really disturbs me. There's a lot of situations where the spouse or significant other, boyfriend, vice versa, they can infect someone with a microbe and bring in a heart disease. But the number one is usually cancer. For women, it's breast cancer. And I'm just saying, my God, Father, I mean, how do you say to someone who potentially is going to get breast cancer because they make love to someone they're supposed to love? So I say this is how you make your decision whether or not you want to make love to that person. First of all, if you've got a very bad marriage, you shouldn't be having any sort of intimacy because that's where it's likely you're going to receive something or you will send something, vice versa. And that's the number one sign that you look at, that you try to hang on to. And also, if you have this fear, if you've got this fear of making love, that fear is usually because maybe you have fear of getting cancer from the person, getting disease from the person. And we're in the matrix, and I could look at your 100% free will, and I could see if in that 100% free will, your spouse, lover, whoever, one night stand, it doesn't matter what it is, if you got cancer or some disease, it would be there. I can go into your records, your file. I have access to all your files, all your past lives. I'm the only individual on this planet that has this ability to do this form of healing. It's one of the highest forms of healing. There's no one else. And I'm not bragging. I'm not arrogant. I'm just being truthful with you. And if you've got a pendulum and you're connected to the light of God, you will verify and you will see that what I'm saying is true. It's 100% true. And so the reason why I have this gift, because I have to help the whole world understand why we do get sick, and I have to help the scientific community to basically get their act together. And I don't mind going in front of 5,000 experts with the cameras rolling and having the world witness what I'm able to discern, particularly in the field of any science. There's so much dissension on the issue of COVID, on the issue of global warming, on so many issues. Right? You agree with that?
I agree. Yes.
Yeah. And so having said that, let me just check your 6 month. I don't know where it's going, but it's leading to something. Something. What is it? Hang on. So here, it's going somewhere. Like I said, I don't understand where this is going, but I'm being guided. So when you go back to your microbes, 6 months, you're 52 years old. It says at the age of 40, you're no longer to have sexual intercourse.
Yeah.
It makes sense to you?
Yeah, I hated it.
Right. You had fear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So that means it's like you've been programmed not to have sexual intercourse 40 years beyond. Because you're being protected. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to go, you can feel this. Eh? I'm looking at your expression. You can feel that there's something big to be discovered here, or rather revealed.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to go back. I'm going to go into your past life where you were Nancy. And folks, this is not Nancy's real name. We can call you Nancy Drew. You know, I mean, okay, hang on for 1 second. Let me see. I like the name Nancy Drew. Detective. She a detective?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a detective. Okay, hang on. Yeah, there you go. There you go. It's all there. It's all there. So in your 100% free will, because remember, this is the matrix. This is not our 100% free will. This is where we kind of just deal with the issues and try to solve the issues and try to clear our baggage.
Yeah.
But in this matrix, it's very tough to clear our baggage when we're told this is our only incarnation.
Yeah.
We are at 100% duped in this matrix, okay?
Yeah.
Why? Because it's almost like a review life of the 100%. So the same beliefs would be dragged into the matrix.
Yeah.
And that's the problem, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so with you in the 100% free will, you had intercourse, we don't want to say who with, doesn't matter, and you developed breast cancer. You got breast cancer. And what happened to your breast cancer? Let me go back. Hang on. Well, the thing is, you didn't die from it. Okay? You got breast cancer, but you got breast implants. So that means you lost your breast.
Yeah.
So what we want to do in this incarnation is for you not to lose your breasts.
Right. Yeah.
The only breast you want to lose if someone takes your chicken breast off your plate.
Okay.
But then again,
I can give that up.
but then again, you don't really want to lose that. No. Hey, folks, you don't touch my chicken breast. No one touches my chicken breast, particularly if it's Swiss Chalet. Don't take your fork and grab my chicken. Let me just check something. Hang on. Let me just see here. I'm trying to make it more relaxed for you because I don't want you to be tense here. Hang on. There you go. So your 6 month microbe said you would not get breast cancer because you came to me because we did something about that.
Right.
We did that healing.
Mm-hmm.
And what it was, my memory's not good, folks. You guys got to be patient with me. Even when I was Einstein, I could not remember anything. And I would write everything down. But even today, I don't like to write anything down. Like, it's different now. And even when I was Einstein, I remember, I've got a memory of me closing my eyes and doing a discernment, and people thought I was having a seizure or whatever. And even today, I close my eyes and people can see my finger moving like I'm going through files, which is true. And I'm discerning. And so when I was tested, I did the same thing. People thought there was something wrong with me. And Benjamin Franklin, I did the same thing. I always do the same thing, and I always don't like to wear socks. I have a big problem wearing socks. People who've known me for years, they know I don't like socks. And it really bothers me. And even though I wore suits, I hate wearing suits. I really don't like wearing suits. So having said that, going back to the 6 month and with your breast cancer, we dealt with the energy. But what we did was you didn't know this at the time. Because I didn't tell you. You had 11 walking clones.
Wow.
And attached to the 11 walking clones, you had 11 souls, okay? And plus you had two ancestor souls and two ancestor walking clones. And the ancestors who gave this to you, they weren't humanoids, they were clones. And so they were the facilitator, the carrier to carry someone else's karma to you. It was not your debt. But you would end up taking someone's debt. In a 100% free will, you took on someone's debt. Yeah. Okay, and you lost both your breasts and you had implants. I mean, it's just, people would not believe that this is possible. Because on some level, we're brainwashed. You know, there's a brainwash on this whole planet, like we're in a fog. And if people really believe that we have more than one life and that we can pay our debt in another incarnation, I mean, they would behave differently.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, and there is a real hell. There is a real hell. And in the last months, one-third of hell, those souls were all vaporized. So the Father is doing cleanup right now. And I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm just trying to say to people, do the right thing. You know, do not go out and maliciously harm someone. I mean, you get yourself into trouble when you maliciously do harm to somebody. And it doesn't matter how weak you are and how powerful you are. Whoever you are, you're no longer untouchable. We're all touchable as a result of the change in the matrix. So let me see what else we got to do. Any questions you want to ask me? If you could ask God any question, what question would you ask God? Let me see if I can answer it for you. I'm not God. I'm going to go to the Father. Wonders of the world, anything. Just,
I guess for me, I've been having such vivid dreams. What are dreams? How do they come into play?
Tell me the dream first.
Well, I've had, they're almost like premonition type dreams.
Yeah, yeah.
So I had a dream that I was going to come to you and have a healing, and then I actually had that healing.
Yes, yes.
And previous to that, though, I had a dream where a certain person was attacking me, like, and it was happening. It happened the next day.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And since I have been taking off the onion layer, so to speak, I've been having clearer dreams. And so, I just wonder how they come into play.
Are they in black and white or are they in color?
I would have to say they're black and white. I don't see color.
It's mostly color.
I don't know.
Let me go to 6 months of your microbes and I tell you if it's black and white. Hang on. You don't have a microbe to remember the dream as well, because even though you have, maybe it's a conscious thought, you have more of ability to recall a conscious thought of a dream.
Okay.
Makes sense to you?
Yeah.
But it's in color. It's not black and white. Makes sense?
Yeah.
Now,
it does.
Because you have an intuition connected to your heart where you can feel the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I'm saying feels right, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the dream that you're having is of two things. It's your most recent 100% free will where you were Nancy.
Okay.
And you had that experience. Okay?
Okay.
And so you come into the matrix. You still have that memory, but it's for you to make a different choice.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's why you have the dreams. And we learn from the dreams.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good that it's color, because if it's black and white, you're in a dark soul pool. Okay?
Okay.
And some people have been tricked to go into the dark soul pool, and those people are going to be helped by me, by the spiritual council. And some people have also become clones. They were tricked.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to help those individuals become unclone, and they're going to become humanoid, and they're going to get their correct soul back.
Okay.
So there's a lot of work for me to do in the field of spirituality, helping people, also in the field of science with universities. And our York University scientific team, we're going to get together very shortly, so you can clap your hands, and we're going to start our project, okay? So we're going to get that thing done. Let's see what else we got to do. Hang on. So when you, 6 months going back, because we're talking about sexual intercourse, and you had a microbe where you gave someone permission to rape you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Today, you don't give anyone permission.
Absolutely not.
And a lot of that has to do with the work that we did.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
This does not justify give men any reason to rape anyone. Or vice versa, you know, women abuse men. I mean, so it's both sides. The thing is, in a lot of cases, the women were born with these microbes to give someone permission to rape them.
Yeah.
But this is a different topic because it could be the woman coming back was a man before, come back as a woman and rape someone, has to go through the same thing. There's so many variables that can happen. But what we can say is that that no longer is the case. Because if you did give someone permission to rape you, your aura, this is your energy field around your body, would interact with the rapist. And your aura would be saying, I give permission for you to rape me.
So that would attract it?
That would attract it. And your aura doesn't say that. Mm. Yeah, this is really, really good. Okay, now let me see what else we got to do before we get going here. Hang on. No, he says there's nothing more. Okay, so we're going to end this, and the next segment, I just need to address everybody out there. But you can stay in the studio and watch me.
Okay.
Final words, what do you want to say?
I think for me is going forward to really, I've been seeking more insight from the Father before
right.
I make decisions.
Right.
And walk forward and just treat people well. And,
yeah,
and,
yeah.
And I try to see everybody in God's light and
yeah.
Just treat them the way I would want to be treated.
Yeah. And without saying where you work, what is your profession?
I'm a nurse.
Right. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, tough. You guys, you have a tough job as a nurse. You know, oh my gosh. I mean, you really do have a tough job.
Yeah.
I'm glad. What I'm glad is the fact that together we were able to get rid of all the mental issues that you were dealing with.
Yeah.
And this is going to help you with your job, because I know this has had a negative impact through the years on your job.
Well, very much
so. Yeah, and now things should get better for you.
Mm-hmm.
And just be strong, and the spiritual dark influences that was attacking you even at work is gone.
Yeah.
And so you just be strong, and what you really have to do, and I say this to the clients that come and see me, first of all, the journey is not for sissies.
No.
Okay. If you're a sissy, I mean, this is, and it's not for skeptics, and certainly it's not for people who have ill will to come and see me. But you've got to be selfish. Like, I mean, in this healing process, you had to be selfish to look after yourself first.
And believe.
And believe. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I say to everybody. You have to be selfish. And don't worry about what your family members say, what your friends say. Because when they attack you and think that you're on a crazy journey, in most cases, they have a microbe that's active to destroy you. And you really, really have to understand that. And you got to really trust and believe. And we have so many people coming on the radio in the next weeks, and you're going to hear their stories. And all these people that received the blessings, they believed. They absolutely believed. And we're not about being a fanatic. I mean, my past lives as who I was, Benjamin Franklin, Tesla, Einstein, I was not in any of those groups. That's not who I am, you know. I'm here to do something great for the world. And in every incarnation, I've done something great for the world. And we're going to do something really, really wonderful. All of you out there that's helping me, just trust. And by the way, you were with me when I was Benjamin Franklin. Yeah, and when I was Tesla and when I was Einstein, you were all with me. You supported me. And your microbes will say that you will do the same thing. And so just trust and follow your own intuition. In reference to the vaccine, you have to follow your own intuition. And at the end of the day, you have to take self-accountability of your decision, no one else. Not your doctor, not the nurse, not me, not the government. You got to take that responsibility. If you take it, you take it. If you don't, you don't. But if you're connected to your intuitive side, you would know exactly what you got to do. It seems like Ford is among the automakers that understand intuition. They have a very highly intuitive automobile. And it seems that this is what man is more likely to grab onto than to grab onto Brian, who is much more than that.
Yeah.
Okay, so what else you want to say?
I guess just be strong. And
hey, that's my line.
Yeah. Yeah. And that got me through. Many times you had told me just be strong. And I did. I had to say those words over and over and again, believe.
Yeah.
I was going to get to the core of that onion.
Yeah.
And
You did.
I did.
You did. Okay, so we're going to just take a break here, and we're going to go to the next segment, which is my final words. So you're listening to Clarity Radio, and my name is Brian. Thanks again.
Fight. They didn't even make